Trump threatens Canada with 100% tariffs if it makes a deal with China. Trump says UK soldiers in Afghanistan among greatest of all warriors. Peace talks on Russia-Ukraine war end as fighting rages. China places highest-ranking general under investigation. Climber delays rope-free skyscraper challenge over rain. Germany arrests suspected Hamas member over alleged attack plot. Pentagon to offer more limited support to U.S. allies in defense strategy shift. Boy, 12, dies from injuries after Sydney shark attack. Indonesia landslide kills 7, dozens missing. Danish PM in Greenland for show of support after Trump threats. New Zealand calls off rescue efforts for 6 missing after landslide. TikTok U.S. venture to collect precise user location data. A natural partner, U.S. Treasury Secretary weighs in on Alberta separatism. As the world inches back to a pre-WW2 order, the middle powers face a grave new challenge. What India's Republic Day red carpet means for its foreign policy. How Soviet urban planning is helping Russia freeze Ukraine. 4 attacks in 48 hours. How East Australia's beaches became a perfect storm for sharks. Tragic chapter on the trains sends rail superpower. Spain into crisis. Half of my friends were killed. The girls returning to a school caught up in war. Stuck between the US and Russia, Canada must prove it can defend its Arctic territory. Roz Atkins on how popular is President Trump? Video shows moments around fatal shooting in Minneapolis. Snow plows battle blizzards on roads and runways in Oklahoma. Could trilateral talks yield a breakthrough in Ukraine-Russia war? Liz Hurley and Anna Wintour among mourners at Valentino's funeral in Rome. U.S. energy sector braces for winter storm as crude and natural gas output fall. U.S. has taken oil from seized Venezuelan tankers, Trump tells NY Post. Goldman lifts 2026 Dutch TTF forecast as cold weather tightens balances. Trump administration considers naval blockade to halt Cuban oil imports. Politico reports exclusive. Mexico weighs stopping oil shipments to Cuba amid concerns of Trump retaliation, sources say. Exclusive. Valero, Phillips 66 buy Venezuelan oil cargoes as part of Washington's deal with Caracas. U.S. energy firms add rigs for first time in 3 weeks. U.S. oilfield service company SLB says it can rapidly increase activities in Venezuela. U.S. targets Iran's shadow fleet over crackdown on protesters. U.S. climber scales Taiwan's tallest building, Taipei 101, without ropes. Vanguard tops $1 trillion in assets outside the U.S., FT reports. Australian Defense Department chief to replace Kevin Rudd as U.S. ambassador. U.S. to inject $1.6 billion into rare earths miner for 10% stake, FT reports. Hermes designer bows out after 37 years with final menswear show in Paris. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. World Health Organization says it regrets U.S. decision to withdraw. Access road to Chile's Escondida. Zaldívar mines remains blocked amid contractor strike, sources say. 5 takeaways from Davos 2026. U.S. consumer sentiment improves in January. Manufacturing PMI holds steady, aligns with forecasts. Steady services PMI holds ground at 52.5, fails to meet expectations. U.S.-Indonesian trade deal could boost trade fourfold. Cotton Chair says foreign direct investment in China slides 9.5% in 2025. U.K. private sector activity hits 21-month high in January. Eurozone output growth continues in January as business confidence rises. Japan PM vows to act against speculative market moves in wake of yen spike. Fed, big earnings week loom for markets as global tensions muddy outlook. Supreme Court may leave big questions unresolved on Trump bid to fire Fed's Lisa Cook. Taiwan-U.S. trade deal's impact on Forex is within controllable range, central bank says. Why UBS is underweight, the U.S. consumer, and overweight the European consumer. Bar, getting higher for UAE stocks after year to remember in 2025. MS.